The administration took two actions that are critically important to U.S. agriculture and the cotton industry this week to try to lessen the regulatory burdens and provide more certainty for agriculture. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the details.
One of those actions was taken by EPA, where they have issued a regulation that will extend or delay the date with which the new Waters of the U.S. regulation could go into effect. This action was necessary because of a recent Supreme Court ruling that would have allowed the rule to go into effect in a number of states in the very near future. So this action by EPA provides a two-year delay, and during that time, the agency plans to work with stakeholders such as agriculture and others to withdraw the previous problematic WOTUS regulation and work to draft a new rule that will be more workable for agriculture and other landowners and where we and other stakeholders can have adequate input.
The other key EPA action this week involved the Endangered Species Act requirements. Langley explains how this affects agriculture.
That agency, as well as other agencies within the government that they have to consult with when it comes to Endangered Species Act requirements. And this is an issue that has become more and more problematic as we are working with EPA to try to keep existing crop protection products registered for use or to get new products approved. And the announcement made this week is expected to help streamline the process as it involves the Endangered Species Act and hopefully will ensure that we have an easier path and a more common sense approach to trying to keep these key crop protection products available to producers to ensure that we can continue to produce our crops in an efficient and profitable manner.